Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. And there is nobody whose judgment and insights and reporting on various aspects of that war I value more than our first guest. He is Bill Gertz. He is the prize-winning columnist at the Washington Times for his Inside the Ring column. He is also senior editor of the Washington Free Beacon and a many times over best-selling author, including his new book, Eye Wars, War and Peace in the Information Age. Bill, it's good to have you, sir. Welcome back.
Hi, Frank. Good to be on the program.
Well, I hardly know where to begin, Bill. There's so much going on that you're covering so well. Let me ask you first and foremost about the China Commission, the U.S. Congress's Economic and Security Review Commission involving China, an incredibly important second opinion, I think of it as, on what's going on there. What's the latest upshot of its report?
Yeah, the annual report from the U.S.-China Commission came out this week, and it was chock full of really powerful information in identifying the growing threat from China's military, as well as the economic threat. It looked at all of the Chinese investment in the United States, the trade imbalance, which, of course, the Trump administration is focused on like a laser. But in terms of Chinese weapons development, for the first time, the annual report highlighted the advanced weaponry development by China. And that includes a lot of the exotic weapons, which include maneuvering warheads, hypersonic missiles, electromagnetic rail guns, space warfare weapons, and the like. And it said that in all of these areas, China is basically ahead of the United States, and that the U.S. is facing a kind of an effort by China to equal the United States, but to develop what they call leap-ahead technologies, which would give them an asymmetric advantage. And that can be used, as we know, for coercion against American allies in Asia, as well as in a future conflict with the United States, giving them these trump card weapons.
In a manner of speaking. Bill Gertz, one of the areas in which they are clearly engaged in activity that is aimed at coercing us is in connection with suppressing dissidents who have found their way into this country. Talk a little bit about this fellow Guo Wengui and the China Commission's assessment of what's happening in his case.
Yeah, the China Commission had a lengthy box of information about this billionaire dissident. He's living in New York. He's broken with the regime, and he began speaking out earlier this year to highlight high-level government corruption in China. And this has triggered what the commission report calls an unprecedented disinformation and information operation campaign in an effort to silence him. And the effort included using a Chinese security official who's ahead of the Interpol, the International Police Organization, to issue what they call a red notice. It's tantamount to an international request for arrest. And of course, a lot of rogue states like Russia and China have been using Interpol to go after dissidents and journalists and others. And that seems to be the case here. In addition to that, there have been cyber attacks against Guo. Now, I've never seen anything like this going back to, say, the KGB days when they did active measures and disinformation campaigns as a matter of state policy. Here you have a case study in China doing disinformation operations in order to silence a regime critic.
Yeah. And it sounds as though they have been successful in getting the Voice of America to join them in that effort. Talk a little bit about that, Bill Gertz.
Oh, yeah. This is a real surprising story. The Voice of America did a interview with Guo that was scheduled to be a 3-hour live interview last April. In the middle of the interview was cut off. and four employees, three of whom are now being slated for dismissal by VOA for doing an interview with Guo. And this comes amid intense Chinese diplomatic pressure on the State Department and VOA, basically the embassy going to the top leadership. And this is really a bad indication that our official Voice of America radio has been suborned by the Chinese government.
Yeah, you talk about eye war. There it is. A surrender on our part. These are government employees, after all, and they're being not only silenced, but put out to pasture. It's unbelievable. But Bill, let me turn to one other unbelievable development. Well, I warned about it at the time we signed the Intermediate Range Nuclear Force Agreement, that it was likely to be violated by the Russians, then doing business as the Soviet Union, but now under Vladimir Putin, Soviet Union 2.0, I guess I think of it as. General Valery Gerasimov, the top military officer in the Russian Federation's military, made an interesting admission the other day. Talk a little bit about it and the INF Treaty, as it's known.
Yeah, this was a discovery by Dr. Mark Schneider, who is a former Pentagon nuclear policymaker, and he discovered this recent report in the state-run Russian media quoting Gerasimov as saying that a number of units of missiles, ground-based missiles with ranges of 3,400 miles or more, are set for deployment. So this is a new and second INF treaty violation, the first being a ground-launched cruise missile, which has been tested a number of times. So you have two violations of the INF treaty. And of course, during the Obama administration, this entire militarily significant, I want to stress, arms treaty violation had been ignored and covered up. The Congress has moved swiftly. They have $58 million. The Wall Street Journal just reported that work has begun on a new U.S. INF missile in order to counteract this violation. But again, it could take years before that comes into play. I think they're also looking at developing new or advanced missile defenses against these new INF missiles that the Russians are deploying.
Yeah, I was working, as you know, Bill Gertz, in the Pentagon at the time the INF treaty was negotiated. In fact, participated in helping that happen, but was very concerned that we were giving up capabilities that would protect our forces in Europe, our allies there, and that the Russians would, in fact, do what they've done now, which is once all of these forces that we had deployed, the Pershings and the ground-launched cruise missiles, were removed and destroyed, simply reintroduce new capabilities of their own. And it's a threat, it seems to me, not only to our friends and allies and forces in Europe, but also in Asia. So I'm hoping that something will come of all of this effort to respond. Bill, quickly, there's also an important report by you about the rising sophistication, aggressiveness, and disruptive capabilities of cyber attacks against this country. I had a member of Congress recently tell me of briefings that he had received that are very shocking on this front. Quickly, can you tell us what is afoot there and whether it's new news and ominous?
Yeah, this was based on a speech given just this week by a senior National Security Agency official, John Darby, who's deputy chief of the cybersecurity section at NSA. And it was a fairly blunt and candid assessment of the growing threat of cyber attacks. And those attacks are increasing in both sophistication, in scale, in aggressiveness, and disruptiveness. What Darby said was that we're seeing states like Russia and China, the advanced cases, along with Iran and North Korea, also taking cyber attack tools that are, quote, out in the wild and repurposing those, using those to conduct cyber attacks, such things as ransomware, all focused on getting inside networks. The big threat is that these advanced actors, Russia and China, are getting into a host of networks and are planting software that could be used to shut down those networks in a future crisis or conflict.
Yeah, and that's to say nothing of this the use of Russian software that almost certainly creates new opportunities for this kind of attack upon us. Bill Gertz, so much more to talk with you about. Thank you for the terrific work you do at the Washington Times and Washington Free Beacon. Thank you, too, for joining us for our Keeper of the Flame dinner this week. For those of you who missed it, I would commend to you the video that's available now at securefreedom.org. It was an extraordinary event. I think you'll agree, Bill, and it was, as always, great to have you in the room. Thank you for joining us today as well. We'll talk with you again next week. Have a good weekend, my friend. Next up, we will speak with Luis Fleischmann about developments in Venezuela and what they might mean for our interests there and beyond. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.